Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome everyone to today's Blog Talk Radio broadcast. My name is Cassandra Jobe, the presenter of today's broadcast, which is hosted by Philip Stinga Ajisafe. He is also today's speaker. Today's discussion is The Other Side of Nothing. To avoid any background interference, we ask that you please put your phones on mute while listening. May the Lord bless his ministry. Thank you.
It is a privilege and honor for me once again to be the presenter or to be the speaker of today's broadcast entitled The Other Side of Nothing. The Other Side of Nothing. And I hope every one of our listeners to this broadcast will be able to gain something that will motivate their life in which we are. The Other Side of Nothing. This looked like very weird or ambiguous phrase. We are familiar, or we know that there is something in grammar called word and opposite. Word and opposite. I think during my home time, I learned this thing when I was in elementary school. What we know by words and opposite are, for instance, if I say sit, the opposite of sit or sit down could be stand up. The opposite of sleep is awake, and so on. But when we come to the other side of nothing, nothing as it is or as it sounds in dictionary is defined as nothing, not anything, non-existency. Have to give us something thinking. Non-existency. And we talk of the other side. Which means, what are we trying to bring out when there is nothing? What are we trying to bring out at the other side of nothing? This is serious thinking. But I believe God Almighty, the creator of heaven and the possessor of heaven and earth, will reveal this thing and help us to be able to know what we are trying to say. Like I just said before that, for every word, there is opposite. But when we come to a point, we go to a point that when we come to God, for those that believe in creationist, which I'm part of, and this is logically valid. I know some people or some like question of the existence of God. On my own perception, I believe that is irrational, but we are not debating that. I make a reasonable conclusion by revelation that the only one alone that has no opposite is God. Even by scientists, the cosmologists are everything. Most people believe that the universe came to being from singularity. What do I mean by singularity? I'm not trying to debate about maybe big bangs, whatever it is, but I mean singularity. But the problem with mind of human being is, what is singularity? And how come about singularity? And in every vernacular of daily spoken grammar of human being, we find that word that said nothing. In our society, we are familiar with this: seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. But question is it true that all what we see is real? What of those things that we don't see, are they not real? For instance, we talk about gravity. Gravity is a law. Gravity is a force. Gravity cannot be seen. But because I don't see it, you don't see it, doesn't mean that it's not existing. Gravity is a natural law. And it's real. Even those that disputed the existence of God attested to the existence of invisible gravity. Magnetism, number, justice, all these things, beauty, you know, we can feel it. We can attest it and believe in it, despite we cannot see it. But when we come to the consciousness of human thinking, we use our consciousness, which is limited and guided by, typically by our emotion, to suppress what we don't want to believe. And that is why this topic for this broadcast for today comes about: the other side of nothing. Now, I will go briefly to the scripture, because this broadcast is meant to uplift us in every situation that we are. That is, we live this world by faith, and it's a warfare. When I say faith, I'm not talking about having faith in God, whether we like it or whether we believe it. It doesn't make God not to be existing. We can say he doesn't exist, but does that make him not to exist? The answer lies to us. Just like we can say there's no gravity, but does that one rule out existence of gravity? Whoever does that can try to jump. And if he jump, he has to come down. Yes, you can decide it to say there's no gravity, but the influence of gravity is undeniable. when I said the other side of nothing, what is on the other side? Then I will relate this to our living, our existence as living creature. Just like I said, life is not fear on its own because it's full of warfare. And whatever we want to be, in as much as we aspire for it, we have to try to strive so that fight for it by faith. Even the unbelievers that say there is no God still operating under the faith. The economy of a nation can be in shambles. The experts can say there is no God, but all the theory they are trying to give in order to resuscitate the economy of that nation lie, and they will be working on it by faith. The other side of nothing. Don't forget. I will establish this with this life that we have. In this world that we are, God just created it that everything that has beginning must have an end. That is undisputable facts. You don't have to believe God. Before you should know that if you are born, one day you have to die. Just like we know that life and death are the opposite of the same coin, which I come to be faith. And this faith, the object, it is what we use to flip it. A pilot that is scheduled to fly a plane must have faith in the plane that when he flies it, and even is addressing the crew member and the passenger, he talks to them with faith that, okay, I'm moving from point A, we will be in point B with exact this time and everything. That is faith. That does not mean that there could not be any danger unforeseen. But faith tells the pilot that this my plane is good and it will reach my destination and it works. In the Bible, I will tell you briefly about the story of what happened in the land of Israel. In the time of Prophet Elijah, so that I will link this thing to the other side of nothing. There was a time during the reign of one king called Ahab. The Israelites, their spirits were at the bottom because they forsake their God. To come to the story short, Elijah, the prophet of God, in his zeal for God, to prove the supremacy of God and his mercy. Because like I said, everything under the creation or the creatures have the opposite. But the one that has no opposite is God. And I said, I established this thing. We don't have to believe whether God is existing or is not. We can wage whatever we want to wage. Just like you can make a wage against the law of gravity or magnetism. But whatever your wages is, whatever your belief, does not rule out the objectivity of gravity. So I'm not going to debate onto that. You can look at somebody and say, this man is, or this woman is not beautiful. Another one can say, it is beautiful. So in Russia, Elijah prayed unto God. And for 3.5 years, there was no rain. Everything is dry. Animal died. Human being begin to die. Everything begin to die. But because God is creator, He created everything. He said in the word of Bible that He spoke everything into existence. Though he made man in his own image. He created the spirit being with another form. I'm not going to that. But because he is in charge, he is the singularity that everything by him, from him, or everything become being. It is by him. He is the one that knows how to take care of what he has created. He spoke to Elijah. And Elijah gathered people after 3.5 years of drought. And that there was something that was happening on the mountain. When the idol worshiper, the children of God are supposed to know God, refuse to know God, they are worshiping idol. And Elijah, the only prophet of God, they want to make a decision. Is God real or is the Baal one? They want to demonstrate who is worthy to put trust into. Just like I can decide it, that there is no gravity. Or just like a plane, because it's good and he knows he can fly, every law that is aerodynamic law inside the plane is very functioning. But because plane has been flying, he look one day that he doesn't care by his own natural law. He just wants to defeat everything by law of gravity. We know what is going to happen. In the Bible, in the 1 Kings chapter 18, after a dramatic thing that happened, after there was a dryness, probably you too or me too are going through a lot of suffering. And we look to our situation, we find nothing. Just like I said, faith is power. And when you have power, you can move something, because whatever you want to do, you must exercise power, which is energy. And like I said, even you don't have to see faith, but you must exercise faith. Under the assumption there is nothing, it's just a submission for something. In thermodynamics, you cannot be out of it, because we are living in the universe that has beginning and the end. No scientist, no human being can fathom this thing is so complicated. One philosopher said, and very ridiculous, and when he wanted to make a conclusion to disprove the existence of God, he said, and I quote, "Now you keep on reasoning. You keep on reasoning until you keep on reasoning, but you have to stop reasoning and come up with your own conclusion." What an irrational logic. What an irrational conclusion. The other side of nothing. When there was no rain for 3.5 years, and God has proved by answer Elijah, just like it is power of prayer. It is faith that brings something that we can see to bring it into existence. That's what I'm trying to tell us. Elijah, on the mountain, God answered the prayer when Elijah called fire from heaven. That is 1 Kings chapter 18. You can check this out. But God has answered with fire, but there was no rain. The plant has already died. There must be something to neutralize the drought people are undergoing. Everyone that is in tune with this broadcast, I just want to encourage us that it is not necessarily true that only sin is what you can believe. I read about this painter one time. He's a long-time painter, very powerful painter. But he's very popular. I forget his name. He was asked the question, "How do you come about this, your beautiful imagination, and everybody loved your painting?" The answer he gave is so weird. He said, "I closed my eyes. And when I close my eyes, all this painting work that you see, people admire, come out." How can you close your mind and your eyes? But sometimes we need not to rely on what we see or hear, but to go beyond our conscious onto unconscious. And that is where we can set out with unconscious darkness to find something out of nothing, which no human being or logic or any reason can produce. It is a very powerful revelation. Even everything that we see on this planet, both plane and everything, always come from the mind by revelation first. This is called the esotericism. In the conclusion, as our time is going fast, with this other side of nothing, which I know that many of us have, there are individual droughts that we are going through. Some is finance. Some is sickness. Some is mental reasoning. And that this is the world of conflict of interest, especially in the freedom, not freedom for everything, especially in which people try to use two wrongs to make right. And it is very powerful and a very valid foundation that we know that two wrongs can never be right. But we are living in the world of deception that people use you wrong, they will try to use wrong and try to make it look right. But what am I saying? As we that believe in the supernatural, that is the Creator, because you can never be by yourself. You have to be, you can't be in the middle. In verse 41 of 1 Kings 18, I just want to round up. After God has answered Elijah's prayer by bringing down fire from heaven, from nowhere, which the other people cannot do, despite, not because they don't have the power, but when power comes to power, a greater power will have to subdue the smallest power, and God is almighty. Every other people, every other thing is mighty. Elijah has to prove that there is something that can come out of the nothing. But this cannot be seen physically or by reason or by just religion. But it has to be by faith and relationship and revelation. And I'll quickly read. He said, "Then Elijah said to her, 'Go up, eat and drink, for there is sound of abundance of rain.'" I'm reading 1 Kings 18:41. "So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knee and said to his servant, 'Go up now, look toward the sea.' So he went up and looked and said, 'There is nothing.'" The only solution that human being or spirit being except God can give you is nothing. Experience can tell you how risky it is. Reason will tell you how complicated what you are trying to embark upon can be. But faith will whisper into your heart, "You can make it." So he went up. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, "There is a cloud and as small as a man's arm rising out of the sea." So he said, "Go up and say to Ahab, 'Prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stop you.' Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his lance and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." This is the word, and the word is so powerful. With God, nothing shall be impossible. But with reason, we will be looking to the nothing side. We can get out of our drought, of our nothingness, to something good if we just trust and exercise faith and believe in God. I believe this practice will help us to just put our trust in Him. Thank you, and God bless you. The other side of nothing is something good. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. Please be sure to tune in on August 5th for another broadcast entitled "It Is Finished" at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. May God bless you. Thank you.